From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
And I'm Madeline Brand at NPR West in California. I'm filling in for a while during Michelle Norris's book leave. Here in California, lawmakers say they are close to reaching a solution in their long and winding journey to close a $26 billion budget gap. That solution is likely to include unprecedented cuts in health and welfare programs.
For families who depend on multiple state services, those cuts could come as a double or triple whammy. As part of our series, California in Crisis, Kelly Weiss of Capital Public Radio visited one of those families.
Gina Jackson's a single mom with four kids, 6-year-old Sammy, 11-year-old Jasmine, and 23-year-old Sean, all live at home. Her other daughter, 22-year-old Erica, lives nearby. Today, Jackson is rummaging through the fridge in her San Jose area home.
What do you guys want for dinner?
What did we have for last night?
We're having leftovers.
Up until last year, Jackson was an administrative assistant at a wealth management firm, and she was doing okay. But that all changed last September when she lost her job. Now Jackson relies on a small unemployment check and several other state programs.
It's like child care.
That's through CalWORKS, the welfare to work program that provides Jackson with child care so she can spend time looking for a new job.
Food and...
Jackson qualifies for $380 a month in food stamps.
The disability.
Her mom is wheelchair-bound and gets a disability check and in-home care.
The Medi-Cal.
That's California's Medicaid program. And finally, her two older children get significant help paying for college through the Cal Grant program. Jackson says despite all of this help, she's barely making it.
You beg, you borrow, you ask friends, you go to food banks. It's really humiliating.
Governor Schwarzenegger's proposed budget will hit every program Jackson's family depends on.
I have been up nights thinking about that. It has interfered with my sleep. It's just an overwhelming chess game that you're playing in your mind to set up the strategy to make it if one part of the puzzle doesn't come through.
It's hard to come up with a total number of people at risk for cuts, according to the California Health and Human Services Agency, CHHS. What we do know is that more than a million people get these services, and many are enrolled in multiple programs, like Jackson. And CHHS says the budget cuts could affect hundreds of thousands of them. Lisa Page is a spokeswoman for Governor Schwarzenegger. She says the governor has no good options. In the last year, she says the state's tax revenues plummeted by 30%. Page says the governor had to make choices that were unthinkable just months ago.
The governor understands the real human consequences of those cuts and does not want to have to make them. But when you're faced with the worst economic recession, really since the Great Depression, we really had to cut back spending.
Initially, the governor proposed eliminating some programs. But the Democrats who control the legislature were adamant in their rejection of his proposals. Page says now the governor is willing to compromise. The question is, how much? Just recently, Schwarzenegger's been emphasizing another word in addition to cuts, reform.
I mean, I'm a strong believer that we have to have some kind of a safety net. But I want people to use and not to abuse our safety net. That is why I've introduced both short and long-term reforms.
Schwarzenegger wants to change who can qualify for services and how long they can keep them. He believes this could save the state more than $1.5 billion. While the jockeying continues, Gina Jackson feels like she's sitting on the edge of a precipice. And she wonders what's going through the minds of the lawmakers and the governor as they work for a solution.
Who are they thinking of? I hope my face pops out, you know, and my children, their needs, you know. Think of Gina, think of Sammy, think of Jasmine, think of Sean and Erica. What are they gonna do?
And Jackson may learn the answer to that soon. Lawmakers say they're getting closer to a deal. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.